And welcome back. Glad you're along tonight. It's time to go over to England to spend some time again with Tim Riefaat, the world's premier commentator on geopolitics and other eclectic fora, such as remote viewing. Well, we won't get into that. We're going to get right to Tim. Welcome back, Tim. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having me back on again.
My pleasure. Tim Riefaat, by the way, is issuing, of course, his own opinions, his own commentary. The views do not necessarily reflect those of this broadcaster, this network, or its sponsors, but we do stand 100% on freedom of speech, not just for Americans, but for all peoples of the planet. And Tim's views are his own. He is heard exclusively here, and we're very honored to have such a diverse roster of extraordinary people on this program presenting views that I guarantee you, you will hear in many cases nowhere else. Go ahead, my friend.
Hi, geopolitics is being funneled into a nexus point, which is simply the forthcoming war with Iran. We've got Hillary Clinton parroting what Tim Riefaat said a year ago, that the Revolutionary Guard were taking over Iran. She seems to be a bit behind my information, but as you say, the NSA, CIA, etc., Office of Naval Intelligence, DIA are all in the SEALs. My weapon systems have made them so, which is good. And, of course, the Revolutionary Guard don't fancy getting crucified like Christ on the cross. So, of course, they're developing nuclear technology for self-defense. You can't actually blame them when you've got Mossad agents going to Dubai, 11 of them, which, of course, is the number of deaths in the Kabbalah.
It is.
Electrocute the Hamas chappie because, of course, they have to torture him. And the electricity, as we'll see, is vital to allowing the evil entity to enter the Hamas scapegoat, because he's being used as a Messiah Isaiah or a scapegoat or a wicker man. If you saw the film with Nicolas Cage where you actually sacrifice someone in order that all the evil goes to them and you get all the goodness from their suffering because you cast their soul into hell and they pay the price for you, which is what Iran's all about. And of course you do it, you then garrot them because of course my best friend used to be an MI6 assassin, a proper 007, and he used to go around garrotting his victims with cheese wire. And of course why the throat? Because the will, according to the shamans, comes from the throat center. So actually, you're cutting off the victim, in this case, the Arab, Palestinian's ability to use the throat center, free will. And, of course, Aleister Crowley had the whole of his magic based on two things, the control of will, thelemic magic, the book of Thelema. So garrotting actually cuts off the will of the Muslims and makes them scapegoats. So, of course, the way the Mossad agents killed the Hamas chappie was exactly Kabbalistic occult and not understood by anybody, but of course people like myself and of course Mossad, because of course we all use Kabbalistic magic because that's the basis of the power of the Rothschilds and now the basis of my power because I've taken it over. So now we're going to look into what actually are the Rothschilds, why Mossad go around ritually killing in Dubai, which has got the largest obelisk building in the world, which is a huge generator to then broadcast this ritual worldwide. No one would understand that, of course. Mm-hmm. And then why Iran is going to be attacked, even though they've got, will have, thanks to me, Cobalt-60 Amalek to wipe out the West. Why these entities, these non-humans, which call themselves the Rothschilds, the royal family, etc., Obama and his family of pharaonic clone walk-ins, why they have to continue with the plan, even though an attack on Iran now will mean the end of the West. So to understand what the so-called rulers of the world are, we have to go back to the Bible. I know that none of you in America read the Bible because you're all Satanists worshipping your Jewish bankers, and that you've all sold your souls to Satan by giving all your money and that of your children and your children's children to these Jewish bankers. And we know that Christ was actually very, very violent towards Jewish bankers. He actually attacked them in the temple in Jerusalem. If you read your Bible, I know you American Satanists never do, but if you were a Christian race, you would. And you'd see that Christ actually used physical violence and threw them out physically from the temple. Now, this is very strange in that Christ preached love and turning the other cheek to people. So this would then posit the question, why was he violent towards the Sanhedrin, pharaonic Jewish bankers, and then preached peace to your fellow human? Well, the question is answered, because the Jewish bankers aren't actually human. They're actually walk-ins, they're entities, dark energy matter entities, that actually walk in to a body which is specially prepared by genetic engineering, birth, inbreeding, so that these entities can walk in a human body. Now, this has been publicized by a film, I don't know if you Americans would have heard about it, it's called Avatar. Where, of course, this Cameron Chappie must have read my website and found about blue pulses, so he used these blue beings in his film. That's by the by. But actually, you've got their technology where the human consciousness is projected into a avatar, a blue avatar, and then that can walk on an alien planet, and the human can actually interact with the Aborigines. Now, if you think of a Rothschild or the royal family or a Obama and his pharaonic clone family or the Rockefellers as avatars, and that you've got a dark energy matter satanic walk-in which is being projected into this body, exactly like the Avatar film, one can then see that any Christian would violently attack these things and wish to murder them, hang them from the nearest lamppost, like Christ attacked them in the Bible, because, of course, Christ preached total violence, jihad, go to the nux of the matter, against these walk-ins, these dark satanic entities. So that would make the Muslims and the Iranians the only true Christians on the planet, because they're the only ones who preach violent death to the satanic beings. And, of course, since all the Westerners follow these Jewish banker satanic beings, then, of course, all of you have sold your soul to Satan, like the Mossad victim who was electrocuted to torture him, to allow the scapegoat entity to be pushed into him, all the evil. And then, of course, he was garrotted to destroy his will, and hopefully by the 100th monkey effect and that huge, massive building in Dubai, a gigantic obelisk to broadcast it, to actually have the mass effect on the Muslims. And it was done on a special day. I won't go into the Kabbalistic significance of the day he was murdered, because it's too complicated for you American people. Now, in the next part of the show, we'll explain walk-ins, how it's done, not from occult mumbo-jumbo, but from Russian research and U.S. defense research, so we can actually show how walk-ins work and the technology to manipulate them, which is the bone generators and psychotronic crystals and psychotronic generators, which I've developed to control walk-in technology in order to control my bitches, the Rothschilds, the royal family, Obama, and all the other shitbags that have now become my torture toys.
You're not mincing any words again, Tim. You're just laying it out there.
I have to say, unfortunately, with the people who are listening, they don't understand any subtlety. So, you know, you've got to slit their throats open vivisect them in order to get their attention.
I don't pretend to be an expert on the Bible at all, or any organized religion. However,
You should read it. I'm actually preaching from the Bible. No one in America actually reads their Bible.
Well, I was going to suggest that I do believe you're making a very important point. There are many people who talk the Christian game here, but who truly don't read the book and don't live it. It's common knowledge now. When you see a business with a little fish symbol on it, it's kind of an indicator for many people, even Christians I know, they won't patronize them because they get taken for a ride all too often. And it's a little bit hypocritical, shall we say, to be a Christian and advertise it here in this country.
You can't be a Christian in America because you're all Satanists, you worship the satanic bankers, and they were the only people that Christ physically attacked, and you're not physically attacking, you're actually paying them and giving them your life's blood. So you're all the damned. End of story. Read your Bible.
Well, rewarding the banksters for raping and looting this country is exactly what's going on. So Tim's point is well taken. Be right back in a minute. Okay, back with the inimitable Tim Refat.
So now look into the technology of the walk-ins and how the Rothschilds, the royal family, Obama and the rest are actually alien entities in physical bodies, just like the Avatar film. Let's explain it from the scientific viewpoint, not the occult or mumbo-jumbo. Now, what we find in humans is that the majority of the DNA is junk DNA. That means that the biologists can't find a reason for the majority of the DNA in the human body. Only a small fraction of it codes for proteins, enzymes, which actually run the body. The majority of it just sits there, and according to the biologists, is junk DNA. The Russians, in fact, have been looking at majority of the DNA, and have actually found that it encodes information in the form of what they call a musical type form, which links up with Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings chappie, Silmarillion, where creation was based upon the gods producing, the god of creation producing music, which was then had another dark god called Morgoth, who actually sung his own song. So we can think of this junk DNA as encoding information not from the normal directions, but actually encoding information which enables the walk-in to use the body. So that would then explain why the majority of the DNA in the human is actually junk DNA. It's not junk DNA. It's actually DNA which allows dark energy matter beings, and remember, 96% of the universe, according to scientists, is dark energy matter. Only 4% is light energy matter. That's what the real world is supposed to be made of. Unfortunately, they're morons. In fact, the real world is a dark energy matter, light energy matter, quantum superimposition. This was well known to someone called Dr. D, who was the original 007. He had to have, in order for his research, this was in Elizabethan times, a psychic, and this remote viewer used a crystal, quartz crystal, in order to produce this Enochian magic, which, put in modern-day scientific terms, is the manipulation of dark energy matter, light energy matter, quantum superimposition, which, of course, we're straying into territories which are far too complex for the average American or worldwide moron, so we won't continue. Now, this junk DNA enables the walk-in to use the body. Now, what is consciousness? Consciousness is just a global spike of electricity. So in the brain, you get constant spikes of electricity in the brain, and the global gestalt of those electrical spikes is consciousness. Now, we know that DNA is actually switched on and off by electrical changes, because all chemical changes, according to a scientist called Bienveniste, are actually electrical in nature. That's why you can give people a heroin high, depression, any sort of chemical can be put into the body without the chemical, just by electronic stimulation. Now, if there is a way of controlling the global electronic electrical spiking, which we call consciousness, in a body, then you can produce a consciousness in that body. Now, what one has got is that the walk-in is the inbreeding of specific lines. The Rothschilds intermarrying with the royal family. We know that Obama and his brood, wife and the two piglets, look exactly like the pictures of Akhenaten, his mother, and I think it's daughter and son. It's been all over the internet. So one could think that the Obamas could be cloned from mummies, or there could be even some more nasty technology used to produce the Obamas. But in fact, they look exactly like these pharaonic pictures. And of course, the dear queen hugged them, and she never goes near, because it's not royal protocol to hug anybody, but she hugged dear Obama. Because, of course, it was one walk-in hugging another walk-in. And that one can see now why the Rothschilds are so intelligent compared to the average human, because, of course, they're a high-intelligent being, and, of course, we know all humans are just transgenic chimps.
Now, that's interesting, Tim.
Childish behavior,
yeah.
Violent, emotional, yeah. Just basic shit. That's a human.
Now the Queen, course, Tim, Tim, can you hear me? The Queen, I don't remember who it was, but someone hugged or touched the Queen, which is a great breach of protocol. Doesn't get any greater. And yet the Queen, in fact, hugged Obama?
Yeah, because it's one walk-in hugging another walk-in.
I understand.
Yeah, so you understand the significance. Now, of course, that explains the protocols of Zion, why they're so advanced. Why they understand how to manipulate the transgenic chimp, because these beings are high intellect. They're not the, submoronic filth that we call the transgenic chimp. And, of course, it is their right to rule, because, of course, humans are just bred just farm animals on the farm, and they're the farm owners. Now,
certainly playing the role very well. Stand by, Tim. We have to pause just for a couple of minutes. We'll come right back. Another extraordinary dissertation by Mr. Tim Refat, live from England, where it's 4:30 a.m. right now. Be back in just a minute. Okay, we're back talking with Tim in England and hearing, as always, a very unusual view of the cosmology of this fading planet. Go ahead, Tim.
So how do we generate this global voltage spike, which is the walking consciousness, to override the normal human consciousness? Well, of course, we build a stone table, which is what Enochian magic's about. We build stone monuments, obelisks, buildings. So, of course, we need Freemasons to design cities which are built specifically to generate this global voltage spike to allow the walk-ins to go into the Rothschild specially prepared bodies, and for the normal human chimp to be possessed by a lower form of walk-in to turn them into the zombie filth we see in the streets. So, of course, all the monuments, obelisks, Masonic temples, buildings, etc., are all generating this global voltage spike, which allows the walk-in technology of this dark energy matter and strange energy matter beings. How does that work? Well, it's quite simple. I'll have to explain it simply. You've heard of things called fire lighters. You squeeze the trigger, and the thing has a spark, and that lights your gas stove. I think even you Americans have seen those things. And what that is a quartz crystal, which when squeezed produces a voltage. So if you've got stone monuments, which in fact are being squeezed by dark energy matter forces, they will then produce the global voltage spikes, not for lightning and arcing, but just the very, very small walk-in voltages, which are needed on a global scale. So you need a west-sized matrix of stone monuments, which are actually generating the global voltage to allow the walk-ins of these dark energy matter, because something has to generate the voltage. Now, can be done to use this technology, because, of course, I like taking over the Rothschild technology. Well, of course, the original 007 Dr. D had a remote viewer who used a crystal, and, of course, I was the psychic who worked for the 007 who turns the West into full zombies and brought down the USSR using Enochian magic. So, of course, I was using remote viewing all the time, and if you remotely view with a crystal and know all the technology of Enochian magic, which is quantum superimposition of dark energy and light energy matter, when you actually move a crystal through space and time, you're actually generating this global voltage spike, because, of course, electricity can be thought of as being generated by an electric component and a magnetic component, but also a longitudinal component. So the further away you are from an event in space, and also a time component and time, the stronger the global voltage effect. So if you can move your remote viewing not to some top secret Chinese bunker, but actually if you can move your remote viewing through time, and I'm the only precognitive remote viewer on the planet, you've got all these other American wankers who predict the future, always get it wrong. I come on rents, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Hillary Clinton, of course, comes out the Revolutionary Guard of taking over Iran. They're developing nuclear weapons. I said that years ago. But, of course, I'm always right, always predicting the future. The American wankers who run these high-priced con courses couldn't come on any program and predict any future event because they can't do it. I can do it because I was part of a top-secret MI6 program. I was the best of the best, and I was the 007 psychic remote viewer who then killed the 007 and took over the whole shebang. So, of course, when you can when you remotely view through time with a crystal, the crystal then, of course, is getting squeezed and produces longitudinal and time-based EM waves, which, of course, produce voltage spikes. Also, the electron, which is the basis of electricity and voltage spikes, is in, according to Dirac, the famous scientist, none of you Americans would know that, is in a negative C. So, of course, you get positive feedback from the negative C to the crystal. The remote viewer produces a wake in this dark C. So, basically, putting it simply, it produces a tremendous global voltage spike generation in the crystal. So that's the basis of something called psychotronic crystals, which of course are the trademark property of me, psychotronic generators, which are the trademark property of me. You then quantum superimpose them with bones. Why? Because when you walk along, there are the pressure in the bones, if you quantum superimpose the psychotronic crystal generator on the bones, produces something called global voltage spikes. And of course, those can then be used to switch on or off the DNA of yourself to produce super soldiers, all the extreme stuff I've got on my website. You can actually use it to go into other people, to switch off their DNA, to make them ill, make them well, or else you can walk into their body, take them over using this enhanced global voltage spike produced by these effects. And of course, you can then use that to do the global voltage spike effect with something called computers. Why? Because they're full of silicon. Silicon dioxide, when you squeeze the silicon dioxide, it produces something called global voltage spikes. These global voltage spikes can then be used to walk into any American or NATO shitbag who uses computers to turn them into what I call the clinically dead zombie suicidal soldier that destroys the West and couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, as we see in Afghanistan. What we've got, 250,000 of these NATO American shitbags fighting a few Taliban tribesmen who've got old AK-47s. It's tying down a huge portion of NATO and America. What does that say about the American NATO troops? They've all been damaged by my technology. Shame.
Well, they have, by last count, something over 600 bases now in Afghanistan in their attempt to pacify that country.
For a few Taliban tribesmen with AK-47s.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
It is. Back in a minute with Tim. Okay, and we're back. Our final segment already with Tim Refat, who's with us twice a month.
We go back to the Rothschilds, who, of course, are walk-ins. So anything that interferes with their walk-in, anything which can generate global voltage spikes which are stronger or can jam the dark energy matter satanic Rothschild entity, will, of course, then turn the Rothschilds mad. And that's what psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, bone generators do in the people who've got them. So in fact, they actually crucify the Rothschilds remotely by jamming or making them mad. How do they make them mad? Well, of course, chaotic entity, which is a Rothschild or the royal family or the Obamas, is satanic chaotic. And within that, we know from the Zohar Kabbalah that there is a consciousness within that which likes to destroy itself. The self-suicide program, which of course is called Amalek by the Zohar Kabbalah, which of course you can then put the Amalek walk-in into a Rothschild or the royal family or the Obamas, and that will then automatically, which I've done, make them self-suicide themselves and their empire, which is the West. So we can see as a result of this self-suicide, They will attack Iran, no chance of not attacking Iran, because, of course, the Iranians sit on the 33rd longitude and latitude, which, of course, is the dreaming center of the planet. And if you think of the planet, which contains a huge amount of silicon dioxide, it's called a sand, as a giant psychotronic crystal or generator, then, of course, that position is the vital position for these dark energy matter beings to enter into our continuum. Think of them as intradimensionals, and the sacrifice of the 60 million Iranians around that spot, of course, jumps them from simple walk-ins that face resistance to being able to use any human body, as a proper Rothschild walk-in. Because at the moment, the non-interbred human has a walk-in as a control parasite program, but can't be used as a complete Rothschild walk-in, because, of course, the body isn't, the junk DNA isn't good enough. But, of course, they hope with the attack on Iran and all the deaths of souls, etc., etc., to be able to get normal humans to be used as proper Rothschild walk-ins, so we can get the promised 200 million demons, blah, 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 into the bodies, which was part of the contract. So, of course, the attack on Iran is a must-do for these shitbags. And the other problem is that we're coming up to the 2012 alignment, when we're moving from the circular force alignment to the pulsar alignment. The pulsar alignment, in-out, rather like breathing. And, of course, these entities are circular force entities. So that what happens is the walk-in phenomena becomes very, very difficult after 2012. So unless they have fluoridization, mind control, and the total zombieization of the population, damaging the brain and the DNA using chemtrails. So that's the main use of chemtrails, to try and damage the DNA to the point where the walk-in technology still works even after 2012 alignment. Then, of course, we must have the attack on Iran, because, of course, as has been seen, someone has to pay the price, as that dear Palestinian did when he was electrocuted all over before they garroted him. We must have the Iranians acting as the scapegoats in order to dump the negativity, which, of course, is accrued from all this technology. Think of it as psychic waste. Rather like Sellafield or Three Mile Island, this technology generates a lot of, not nuclear waste,
that's
but
interesting.
Biophysical waste. And
right.
it has to be dumped into the Iranians, and the best way to do that is to dump it into the Iranians, nuke them, which, of course, would destroy their souls, but since most of them are jihadists, that doesn't work. But, of course, the nuclear waste gets attached to them, because they take on the debt of the West by nuking some of the Israelis, I expect. And then, of course, the walk-in technology can continue to work after the 2012 alignment, when, of course, it should not work. So, of course, they have to go to exceptional lengths, e.g. World War III, to continue the program under adverse conditions, which come about by this galactic alignment change in 2012. So, of course, we have to have war against Iran in 2011 in order to continue the glorious rulership, wonderful rulership of the Rothschild Jewish bankers, the royal family, and, of course, the mulatto messiah and all his parasites who want to get free health care, free food, free white women to rape, etc., lots of the drugs, you name it. The whole glorious paradise we call the dystopia of Western democracy. So I'm just trying to explain to the listener that these wars, the propaganda, the geopolitics, which is dominated by only one event, the war against Iran, everything else is a sideshow, has great occult significance. And occult doesn't mean magic and spiritual mumbo-jumbo. No, it means high science, which is above the brain power of you transgenic chimps. But unfortunately, the Walkins are much higher intelligence and use technology, which is so far above you, it appears to you as magic. And, of course, this technology was used in Stonehenge. Why do they have stone circles? Stone circles, as I say, silicon dioxide, etc., produce global voltage spikes, which allow the consciousness of someone, for example, in Stonehenge, to project themselves into other bodies or other locations or other dimensions. And, of course, it allows other dimensionals to project themselves into the body in Stonehenge. So, of course, this technology has been around for a long time. Unfortunately, humans have devolved to the point where you can't even get to square one. So I'm just explaining what you never will ever get, and what actually dominates geopolitics, but unfortunately is so far above you, you'll never get there. Luckily, phone generators and my technology allow walk-ins of high intelligence into chimps, which allow the few people who buy my products to become super geniuses.
The idea of devolving and devolution is more than correct. It's not happening on its own, of course. It's being directed by the elite, who understand all full well that human beings and other organisms are electrical first and chemical second, something that very few people can comprehend.
Exactly. And, of course, you can manipulate electrical phenomena quantum mechanically by forces, entities, and field effects, which are so far beyond the chimp that they don't even know what's happening to them. And their minds are not their own. Their minds are actually sequestered, parasitized. They've got trojans, viruses, just like computers, all of which are generated with the technology for generating them. And I was just giving you the first baby step in understanding this technology.
Nicely said, and the obvious potential for controlling electromagnetic organisms has been a top priority of the controllers for many decades now, and they have it now refined to an art. It's disseminated through satellite, through cell phone towers, through the electric grid.
No, I'm going beyond that. We're going into the direct production of global voltage spikes, consciousness, and their projection into bodies, just like the Avatar film.
Right.
And the
right.
technology is clearly defined. I could explain it with quantum field theory. Not the shit that the physicists present, but advanced stuff they'll never get, which actually explains it. But I didn't even begin to try, because, of course, everyone would just go, holy cow, I don't understand the word. So I gave you basically the Avatar film version, which glosses over, but gives you the general picture.
Right, very good. All right, we're just about out of time. We have 30 seconds or so left. Next time, we'll find out maybe more about your efforts to seek asylum in Russia.
Yeah, we'll see. But as I say, if any American corporation is listening, if you wish to jump on the bandwagon and get all my technology, put $10 billion on the table, and I might start talking to you. Otherwise, you will very soon lose it forever. So, in fact, having access to all this technology is vital to every corporation. And, of course, luckily I'm using it against the West, so all the NATO and American forces in Afghanistan, etc., are getting worse by the day.
Well, it's not looking like a clean sweep, as they say. Tim, thank you. Go get some rest. Appreciate you staying up late. Always amazing to listen to.
Thanks.
All right, good night.